This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. And in the studio with me is the executive director of the Main Strasse Village Association, Kim Blank, here to talk about all the holiday happenings there in Covington, just on the other side of the river. A lot of great history there and a lot of fun shops, too. And it's great to have you here in the studio, Kim.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with the state of Main Strasse these days. How are things going with shops and restaurants and all the entertainment that's happening in Main Strasse? How's it been going?
Oh, things are going great. There's so much going on. We have a lot of great shops and some new restaurants, some new bars. And so we have a lot of holiday events. And so it's really, we got all of our decorations up. So it's really a fun place to go for the holidays.
Well, I know you've already had the tree lighting. Santa's made his arrival by horseback. And I know there's a candy cane hunt coming up later this afternoon. The city of Covington doing a candy cane hunt in Gerble Park. But for those who don't know, a little of the history of Main Strasse, you know, hearkening back to our German roots there in Covington, and it's really, I really find it to be a gem there in Covington that many people overlook sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice because to be able to go to a small village that has that old world charm, you know, we have a lot of, you know, small local shops. We have our carol, our clock tower, you know, on the hour during the holidays, it plays Christmas carols, which is down by the park. So for the kids who are coming out for the candy cane hunt, they can listen to that as well. We have some unique shops. We have a magic shop. We have
a great magic shop,
yes,
I must say.
Yes, a very, very nice magic shop. Stoney's, all things fairy and princess, which she has great gifts for kids. We have, you know, a new old Kentucky bourbon bar. So if you're one who enjoys a great bourbon, it's a nice place to go, quiet, nice place to have a holiday drink. So there's just a lot going on. We have also the Goose Girl Fountain. So there's a lot of history there, too. We have a walking tour where you can visit all of the buildings and learn the history of them, too.
Well, how has business been in Main Strasse Village? Has it been in these hard economic times surviving? Have you seen much turnover? You mentioned there's, you know, new shops and restaurants. It must be looking pretty good.
Yeah, to be honest, things seem to be doing really well. We have a lot of events that go on in the village, and we had a great year last year, and we do have several new businesses going in. So we haven't really seen any close, and so really we feel really good and optimistic about the future. I know we have two new businesses, actually three, that are getting ready to open. So, yeah, everything's going really well.
Well, there in Covington, I know you can sometimes feel isolated, kind of slammed up against I-75. Are the visitors continuing to stream there? I know it has quite a nightlife there on Main Strasse.
Well, it does. And we do get a lot of visitors from all over, whether it's during one of our events or some of our bars like Cock and Bull, English Pub, they see a lot of people coming in for football games. And, you know, it's funny because we see more fans from out of town who they're staying in our hotel on the river and coming over to the village, enjoying, you know, nightlife. So really, the nice thing about the village is there's something for everyone there. We have Otto's Restaurant, where it's great for holiday parties or a nice Sunday brunch. We have Shea Nora, same Sunday brunch, or their jazz club in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have some entertainment venues for the younger crowds. Of course, they don't come out until later. So, you know, it's a really nice mix.
Well, you have a lot of holiday happenings that continue, and of course, the spirit of the holidays going on as people are going from shop to shop. What excites you the most about the holiday season in the village?
Well, it's really fun in the holiday. It's nice to see people shopping local, and we're very proud of our shops, Ottoman Imports, for gifts, for jewelry, for scarves, and I think that's what I really like to see. We also have a lot of our restaurants are all local restaurants, you know, and some that have been around forever, like Di Felice Cafe.
Oh, yes.
If you want to go, hear the music there. And it just has a really great feeling. This year, we added a lot of holiday decorations, so it makes you want to get out and walk down our promenade and see the clock tower And then a lot of people come down for holiday parties because a lot of our restaurants host, such as Otto's and Bouquet, which is what a restaurant we're really proud of. They made the top 100 restaurants in the U.S. this year.
Wow.
So we're pretty proud to have them there, too. So it's just fun for everyone to be in the holiday spirit and having their, you know, office holiday parties there.
Well, there's a lot to do in Northern Kentucky as it goes along. They're in Mainstrasse, taking the walking tour and checking out all the shops. And then there's, of course, up there in DeVue Park, the Barringer Crawford Museum that has some holiday happenings. Their train display is a big holiday thing.
Yes, it's definitely something that you want to visit. First of all, just to go up in DeVue Park, it's gorgeous and it has a great view of the city. And then to go into Barringer Crawford, bring the kids and let them see the train display. It's just a really nice way to spend the day. Then you can always, you know, come down and have lunch at one of the places in Mainstrasse. And we have a couple of other things, like Wertheim's is going to be having a holiday magic show later in the year for the kids. So it's always nice to see the kids coming down during the holidays, too.
Well, you mentioned local shops and how local shops are so important. And, you know, keeping it local with your dollars, how it has a better economic impact than shopping at the big box stores. But you also are doing a hats and mitten drive to keep Covington warm, or participating in that. Talk about that drive.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're collecting in a lot of participating Covington businesses, not just in Mainstrasse Village, but throughout the city. We are collecting. You can buy a paper mitten for $1, or you can donate to our office hats and mittens, and these will be passed out to kids in Covington through the Covington Partners nonprofit. And, you know, they also do a great mentoring program. And I think, you know, our future is really, you know, the kids really play a big part in that. And so it's a great organization. And by doing this, it's a way for us to give back right into our community. And Mainstrasse Village Association, we do a lot of that through our events. We work with a lot of nonprofits. So we're always really proud of being able to give back.
So what is the biggest challenge facing Mainstrasse these days as things continue to grow?
I think the biggest challenges are, you know, there's so many opportunities, great things going on all over in the tri-state region, you know. And so, you know, our challenge is just to do better, make our events better, make our shops, our restaurants, you know, just make it a place where everyone wants to visit, you know, that's safe and there's opportunities, entertainment opportunities for every age group. And so that's the challenge, is just to keep improving what we're doing now. I think one thing that we started this past year was a community garden, and we're pretty proud of that. You know, most of our restaurants are growing in there. So it's, again, local, you know, we're going green, you know, trying to really focus on that type of thing. So, you know, just improving on all of that, I think.
A lot of great things going on, and love the architecture, love the shops. Very unique place, and I appreciate you sharing some facts about it this morning.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I'm really always happy to talk about Mainstrasse Village and the city of Covington.
Kim Blank, the executive director of the Mainstrasse Village Association, Mainstrasse Village there in Covington, Kentucky. You can learn more about Mainstrasse and all that's going on during the holidays by visiting our website, wvxu.org. And you can also learn about the Hats and Mittens Drive to keep Covington kids warm there as well. And the Barringer Crawford Museum will have a link at that wvxu.org as well. But happy holidays and enjoy them in Mainstrasse.